This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Some of the things we talked about in hour number one. Ron DeSantis standing against the Supreme Court's ruling. Not, of course, the one where they knocked out the mandate for private companies based on OSHA, but the one where the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, because of Justices Roberts and Kavanaugh, switched about the medical workers. And I said this on yesterday's show. It isn't like I didn't notice it. I said I feel horrible for my friends and fans that are nurses and medical employees and doctors, and all of you are now left astray. You're cast out. You got to get the vaccine, even if it's going to kill you or lose your job. It's horrible. I'm thrilled that they killed the private mandate, but I'm horrified that they left the other one in place for healthcare workers. Healthcare workers are 1/6 of the American economy. And it leaves the door open, as I speak to many attorney friends of mine, it leaves the door open for Biden to come back and just create a new separate one, a new separate mandate for every industry, like he did for healthcare. And the stupid justices will go along with it. These people are terrible. They're bought and sold. They're absolute disgusting, or they're being blackmailed, one or the other. I've always said that about Justice Roberts. He's being blackmailed. What Kavanaugh's problem is, I have no idea. Do you realize how we defended him, how we fought for him? When they were accusing him of gang rape, and they were accusing him of raping one girl, then eventually multiple? You got to be kidding me. Conservative people gave their heart and soul to this guy. When he cried on the stand, I cried with him. And he turns out to be another one that buckles and gives in. But you know what it comes down to? I know a lot of Republicans who took the vaccine. A lot of people just go along to get along. They can be a Republican on almost every issue, but when the government tells them and the CDC tells them the vaccine is good, they actually believe the lies. These are the same people that lied about so many things. Big Pharma has been convicted, just like the banks have. Do you believe everything Wells Fargo tells you? Do you know how many times Wells Fargo has been convicted of fraud? All their employees convicted of fraud again and again and again? Do you know how many companies on Wall Street have been convicted of fraud? Lying? And you just believe what they say? Do you also believe in fairy tales? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I trust, I really do, I'm sure we disagree on 9 out of 10 issues. But on the topic of health, I think he really, really, really cares about the American people and American children. And I think he's just like me on that topic. I've always been liberal on really one topic in life. I take tremendous amounts of vitamins. I've always shopped at stores like Whole Foods and Sprouts. And the people around me are always wearing little bare feet on their Birkenstocks. And they're not my type of people. I could tell they're liberals right away. But they take vitamins, they drink wheatgrass juice, and they do yoga. And a lot of those things I do too, even though I'm a conservative. So I've always been liberal about that topic, but there's a lot of people out there who know nothing about vitamins, nothing about nutrition, nothing about fitness, nothing about health. Robert F. Kennedy understands that natural immunity is the only way out of this nightmare, this COVID nightmare. And that, you know, and the average person, by the way, understands that COVID's not as big a nightmare as the government's making it, because I saw the latest poll. The average American is much more worried about inflation than COVID. Even though everybody's got COVID, or so it seems, right now, the average person is much more worried about inflation than COVID. And it does show a certain intelligence for the American people. Even the sheeple who went along with this vaccine, or the nice people who knew it was a bad vaccine, but did it to keep their jobs. They had no other choice. They were scared to death of losing their jobs and their income. They went along with that stupid vaccine. But even they know that COVID is not that big a deal. It is a terrible flu pandemic. That's it. It'll all be gone soon. And hopefully, having said that, inflation could destroy us all. You know, think about why people took the COVID vaccine. I'll bet you 90% of all the people who are not Democrat Kool-Aid drinkers took the vaccine just because they were forced, they'd lose their job. You know, the Republicans and independents were forced and they'd lose their job. And all of them know that this is not that big a deal. That COVID will be gone just as the 1918 flu pandemic was gone and the one in 67, 68, or 68, 69 was gone and the one in 59 was gone. And America moved on. People went to the theater. People went to sports events. People survived despite the flu pandemic. So there was a lot of flu around. People survived. But you can't survive if our country's inflation becomes Weimar Republic. You're not going to survive that. So that, there's a certain intelligence there. The average person believes inflation scares them much worse than COVID. You're 100% right. But what you're wrong about is the COVID vaccine ought to scare you. Once you've had COVID, you're safe. You're alive. You made it. Once you have the COVID vaccine, you don't know if you're going to make it. You have no idea if in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, you're going to make it or not. So that should scare you, but most people just don't understand, especially if they haven't listened to my show. If they've listened to my show, they're probably scared as hell. But you don't have to be scared as hell. Because as long as every doctor comes on and says, as long as you don't take that booster, and you take lots of vitamins C, D, zinc, and quercetin, you can neutralize the effects of the first vaccine or the first two vaccines. But you're never going to neutralize the effects of that booster. It's way too powerful. You're not going to, don't take the booster, is what they are saying. Now, it's not Wayne Root's advice, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist. So I'm not qualified to give you advice. I can only tell you what I would do. I'm not taking any shots. I wouldn't go near these vaccines, as I said from day one. But all the doctors that I know and I trust say don't take that booster. And if you took the first vaccine or two, then you've got to neutralize it with megadoses of vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin. So it's not a death sentence necessarily, but it doesn't look good. It's hurting your immune system very badly. And as I mentioned in hour number one, it's such an important thing for you to know. I've told you time and time again, all the studies from other countries that are honest are showing you, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt, pure evidence, concrete evidence, that this vaccine hurts, damages your immune system. And the longer it's in, the more it damages it. And so Alex Berenson is the New York Times former science and medical reporter, and he's a wonderful guy, and he means well. He's taken data from the Canadian province of Alberta, which backs up everything I've ever said, and proves this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Actually, it's a pandemic of the vaccinated. It's exactly what I said 2 weeks ago in my America's Top 10 video podcast, which you can find at rootforamerica.com. Go back two Fridays from today, and you'll hear me rant about what this pandemic is really about. I called it the pandemic of the vaccinated. And what it's about is government lying to you and telling you how terrible COVID is and scaring you to death with fear porn, which forces you to go to the emergency room. By the way, once you're in the hospital, you do stand a good chance of getting COVID because everybody in the hospital's got COVID. So a lot of the people who get COVID don't get COVID and go to the hospital. They go to the hospital first, and then they catch COVID. So that's the first thing it does. It increases the chance of getting COVID, the media hysteria. Number two, it makes everyone go to the hospital, which means the hospitals and the doctors and big pharma are all making trillions of dollars because every time you go to the hospital, it's a $50,000 bill, it's a $100,000 bill. Crazy numbers. You know, a great friend of mine went to the hospital for what they thought was a heart attack, and thank God it wasn't. They took one of those, I guess, what's the gigantic machine, C-scan, I guess the C-scan? Well, giant scanning device. Do you know what they charged them? It must have been a CAT scan. You know what they charged them for one CAT scan? Or at least they charged their insurance company. $35,000 for one CAT scan. $35,000. Now, I remember when I had kidney stones, I went to the hospital and I told them I have Christian Healthcare Sharing, Liberty Health Share. And I gave them my card and they said $200 for the CAT scan. $200. I paid $200 out of pocket for a CAT scan, and then I went back later and looked at my records, and I think, if I remember correctly, Liberty paid like $1,000. So the CAT scan cost $1,200. They charged my friend's insurance company $35,000 for a CAT scan. You tell me how that's legal. You tell me how that's not fraud. But that's what's going on in America. You scare everybody to death, and then everybody goes to the hospital. They catch COVID at the hospital, number one. Number two, they overwhelm the hospitals and make the hospitals rich. Number three, when they overwhelm the hospitals, the media reports on the overwhelmed hospitals, which scares everybody to take the vaccine. Then everybody takes the vaccine, then they all get sick and repeat the cycle and rinse. They all go to the hospital. Another big bill of $100,000. This is crazy. And it's the pandemic of the vaccinated. Now, here's the key to the scam.
Once you had your first vaccine, for 30 days, they count you as unvaccinated, according to U.S. government statistics from the CDC. And once you've gotten your second shot, they count you as unvaccinated for 14 days. And almost every death in Alberta, Canada, came in that 30-day period after the first vaccine. So they're all dying of COVID, and they're counting them as unvaccinated people. So it keeps the scam going. The more you hear that unvaccinated people are dying, the more you want to take the vaccine. But they're not unvaccinated. They're vaccinated, but they're counting them as unvaccinated because it's been only, you know, they only took it a week ago and they died yesterday. Well, does that make them vaccinated? No. Makes them unvaccinated. Who's on first? Who's on second? Who hit a triple? I don't know. Abbott and Costello. I got to write that column. It's all Abbott and Costello. This whole thing is incredible. You know, who's working at the hospital? Only the vaccinated. What happened to the unvaccinated? We fired them. Are the unvaccinated sick? No. Why'd you fire them? I don't know. What happened to the ones who are working at the hospital? They're vaccinated. Are they sick? Yes. What are you going to do with them? Keep them at work. Infect everybody. It's Abbott and Costello. You mean you want them to work while they're vaccinated and they're sick? Yes, because they're vaccinated. But the vaccine, they got sick. I know. It doesn't matter. They're working. What do you say to this stuff? It's a comedy routine. Who's on first? Vaccinated person. Who has COVID? That person. Who's on second? Unvaccinated. Are they sick? No. Fire them. What? Hire the one who's sick. Fire the one who's unvaccinated but isn't sick. We have no employees. Let's bring back the unvaccinated ones. No, they aren't sick. No, let's have the vaccinated ones who are sick work. Can you believe this comedy routine? It's all true. By the way, how about ID? ID is racist. ID is racist? Yeah. When you use it to vote, it's racist. But they want us to have IDs all day long to walk in a restaurant, to walk in a bar. That's okay. Why is it okay? I don't know. Who's on first? I have no idea, but Democrats are on second. Republicans just struck out again. Crazy. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
If you're over the age of 50 and can...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I just put it up on Getter. It's a modern-day Abbott Costello. Who's working in the hospital? They're vaccinated. But they have COVID. Who cares? Let them work with COVID. But why? Because we fired all the unvaccinated. Do they have COVID? No. Why not bring them back? Because they're dirty. But they don't have COVID. Who cares? We'll let the sick nurses work who are vaccinated while they're throwing up and coughing. Aren't we brilliant? Abbott and Costello. It's amazing. Who's on first? Sick nurses. Who's on second? The ones who aren't sick. Where are they? Fired. We don't want them. It's not even funny. It's crazy. It's insane. What's going on in this country? All right. Let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show, because they pay for the show, make it all possible, and we really appreciate the people who make it all possible, and that is Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty. Now, we used to talk about them all the time as the CBD sponsors of this show. They've got the most high-quality CBD in the world, but they've now partnered Sons of Liberty with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. So, I mean, what's not to like about this? A vitamin D3 spray. Amazing stuff. Vitamin D3 Spray by sonsofliberty.com. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every single product. 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off.
All right, some issues in the news. First of all, you know, I talk a lot about COVID and the COVID pandemic and the COVID vaccine because I think it's an evolving disaster. It's going to go down in history as the biggest mistake in the history of healthcare. And as my fans keep telling me, I get, you know, hundreds of letters a day, and almost every one of them says, you're the only guy telling the truth. You're the only one I could tune into that tells the pure truth. Everyone else is going to go down in history with an F grade. They just didn't get it. They were afraid. They were scared. They didn't want to tell the truth. But there's a lot more going on in the world. This is an attack from a lot of directions. COVID vaccine and the vaccine mandate is only one single direction. Factory production unexpectedly plunged in December, worsening supply constraints. U.S. factory production suffered a sharp and unexpected downturn in December, a development that's likely to add to the inflationary pressure. So can you imagine? It's not just massive inflation coming from every direction. It's also factory production going down to nothing, therefore less product for lots of people who need it. Let's raise the price again. What are middle-class people going to do? I don't know. Back to Abbott and Costello. Nobody's making any product. What's going to happen? Price is going to go up. What's going to happen to the middle class? They're going to be destroyed. They can't afford the product. Then there's going to be nobody to buy it. Then prices will go back down. Aren't you happy? That'll be great. When no one can afford it anymore, we're in a Great Depression, prices will go back down. This is what you're getting from this moron, Joe Biden. And the supply chain's only going to get worse because of COVID getting really bad in China. They are literally shutting the ports down. There's going to be no supplies in the United States. So anything that you buy that comes from China, and don't forget, another Abbott and Costello routine. You know, we're America. We're the greatest. Where our goods come from? China. When China shuts their ports, what happens? We don't have anything anymore. We have all the money to spend, and there's nothing to buy anymore. There are no products coming from China. The ports are closed. Why do we ever send all of our goods to be manufactured in China? How stupid. So GDP now is the Atlanta Fed's estimate of fourth quarter economic growth. It plunged Monday from 6.9% to 5% following the release of worse than expected economic data from the Commerce Department and the Federal Reserve. And the biggest decline was driven by a severe drop in the model's estimate of personal consumption expenditures. At the start of the week, they were estimated to be growing at a 3.14%. Friday was downgraded to 1.4%. Industrial production also fell in December, manufacturing output tumbling 0.3%. So factory production down, inflation through the roof, GDP growth, economic growth now downgraded, and a new poll's out. Voters view inflation as a bigger issue than coronavirus. Another poll is out. Consumer sentiment falls to lowest level in a decade as retail sales tank in December. By the way, why did retail sales tank in December? Because everybody was new. In September, there was going to be no products because the supply chain is effed. So they all bought Christmas gifts in September and October, and they didn't buy them in November and December, so the Christmas season got screwed. Oh, there's so much going on wrong. Joe Biden's the failed president of all time. I call him the big mistake. He talks about the big lie. No, the big mistake is Joe Biden. What a mistake this country made. But don't think Wainwright doesn't believe the election was rigged. The election was rigged and stolen. So it was the big theft. But having said that, Joe Biden himself is the big mistake.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rate of inflation has risen at its fastest pace in nearly four decades, with consumers paying more at the pump and at the grocery stores for some food staples. Addressing recent addressing the recent surge in prices, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese tells Fox News that the Biden administration's social spending legislation is poised to help address the issue.
There's no question that price increases are high right now, and our focus is on what we can do to actually provide some relief to the principal costs that the American families are facing. If you look at our Build Back Better plan, what it really is about going at the principal costs that a typical household faces in a month.
President Biden talking infrastructure at the White House on Friday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, coming to you from the house of the Root Built, the Root's on fire. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. I am American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We prepare with war for war. Because it's a war out there. It's a battle for the soul of America. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just reevaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable rates, but you have to act now. Refi, buying a home, get locked in at a great low rate today. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com and tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE. We've got our guest, Christina Layla, with us. She is the Gateway Pundit assistant editor to talk about the top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com. Christina, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks for having me back.
So, you know, at first I loved the Supreme Court ruling yesterday. I was jumping up and down with joy. And then the more I thought about it, the more I started to not love it so much. And I think now on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it like a 5. Certainly it was a lot better than if we lost, but 1/6 of the economy is the healthcare economy. And so the fact that they went ahead and gave the green light to the healthcare mandate means 1/6 of the economy, all those employees have got to get vaccinated. That's pretty terrible for all those people. So I'm not as high on it as I was yesterday, but I certainly don't want to look a positive in the eye and be very negative about it, because today I see the headline is a good one. At Gateway Pundit, GE, as in General Electric, suspends their vaccine requirement after the Supreme Court struck down the OSHA mandate. So, I mean, be thankful for little things, right?
Right, and there's about 175,000 employees at GE. Well, that's the count from 2020, so that's good news. But real quick on the healthcare mandate that the Supreme Court allowed to stand, it was Kavanaugh that joined Roberts and the leftists.
Yes, terrible.
So that was upsetting to see. But at least the conservative majority came through with the OSHA.
Yeah, think how we all treated Kavanaugh. Well, the Democrat left that supports his vote, his switch on that issue, well, the Democrat left was calling him a gang rapist, and they were laughing at him for crying. We were all crying with him and felt so horrible for him and what a great guy he was and how they tried to slander him and destroy his life. I was so on his side. I never felt more love for a guy. You know, I'm not gay or anything, but I've never felt more love for a guy than I felt for him. So now I feel betrayed because it was all for nothing. He's not a real conservative. That's terrible, really. Terrible.
Yeah. Well, they broke him.
Yeah, the question is how? They broke Roberts a long time ago, and I believe it's blackmail. I don't know how they broke Kavanaugh, but all I can tell you is that's a ridiculous vote. It makes no sense. If someone wants to be vaccinated, let them be vaccinated. But in America, if you don't want to be vaccinated, you should not be forced to vaccinate. It's that simple.
Right, I agree. And this vaccine isn't even like a traditional vaccine. It's more like a therapy at best. So.
Yeah, it's more like a poison. It's more like a poison at worst. So, when you see the numbers, I'm sure, I didn't notice it. I didn't notice if it was at your site today, but I look at several important sites each day. Yours is always my first stop, Gateway Pundit, the Gateway Pundit. But I saw at another site, I know, I feel like I'm cheating on you, Christina. I saw at another site that Alex Berenson, who's a regular guest on my show, has analyzed the statistics from Alberta, Canada. I don't know if you saw that and put it up on your site.
I haven't seen that yet, but he's great.
Okay. Well, they are really eye-opening. They're everything I've said on this show for all these months. They are a pure, concrete evidence that all the COVID pandemic that restarted started after, within days of everybody getting their first dose of vaccine and then second dose of vaccine. Because they keep records. They're the only country. Alberta, Canada is the only place in the world that keeps records of which day you got the vaccine and which day you got COVID. And they show that the minute you get the vaccine, people got sick and died of COVID after getting the COVID vaccine, very quickly after it. That's where most of the deaths and hospitalizations
happened. So, I mean, that's exactly what I've been warning people about since the day of this damn vaccine. I just, you know, I love President Trump, but man, is he wrong on this vaccine. God, is he wrong on this vaccine.
Right. I actually know a lot of people right now who have COVID and they're vaccinated.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
I don't have COVID right now, thank God. But a lot of people do.
Yeah, so. But you don't have COVID and you're not vaccinated, right?
Right.
Right, me too. Right. So the joke is, you know, I was laughing about Abbott and Costello. You know, who has COVID? All the nurses. And what do you do with them? You make them keep working at the hospital with COVID. Well, why don't you just rehire the nurses you fired? Because they're unvaccinated. But do they have COVID? No. But we won't hire them. Why? Because they're unvaccinated. But they don't have COVID. But the nurses who work here, they got vaccinated. But they have COVID. It's like, who's on first? Who's on second? It makes no sense. None of it makes
sense.
They're
doing that in California. They actually are making them work COVID positive as long as you're vaccinated but you're COVID positive. But if you don't have COVID, you can't go to work if you're unvaccinated. There's no way of defending that. There's no way to defend that.
No, not only that, I'm the most least uptight guy in the world about COVID itself. But ask me if I want to be in a room, you know, if I'm sick in a hospital with cancer, do I want to be in a room with a nurse who tests positive for COVID? No, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. You know, you shouldn't send someone home because they're unvaccinated, but you should send them home because they're COVID positive. Oh, my God. Crazy. So even though we thought we won this OSHA thing, and even though GE, as your headline at Gateway Pundit shows us, GE suspends the vaccine requirement, good, and I hope there'll be a lot more. But Biden is busy urging all the businesses to do the right thing and ignore the Supreme Court ruling. I don't get it. How can you ignore a Supreme Court ruling?
He's a tyrant. He says that he's just going to use his voice as president, and he's telling businesses to force the vaccines anyway, despite what the Supreme Court said yesterday. And I really don't think this is over. I think he's going to continue to bully the private industries. And I have no idea what's next, but I don't think they're going to back off.
No. No, I don't think they are. And I think, you know, again, one of the reasons I got more sour on this ruling as the day went on yesterday, you know, because first I wrote that commentary and I sent it to you and it's up at Gateway. And I opened it by saying that the Supreme Court basically said, let's go, Brandon, you know, sticking it in Biden's eye. But the more I read about it, the more I think they didn't, because what they're saying is, if you can't do it through OSHA, will allow you to do it through something else. Because they approved of the healthcare one, so now all he has to do is tailor a new one based on the one they approved with healthcare, and he'll let it go through, right? That's now my new reading of this thing. They really wussied out, and they didn't give a very strong ruling. On a 1 to 10, it's like a 5. That's my new opinion of this.
Yeah, I mean, in a way they had to, because it was OSHA-specific, and that was what, you know, Ron Klain, the chief of staff, Biden's chief of staff, retweeted that ultimate workaround. And even Justice Gorsuch said in his concurring opinion, saying, look, this was used as a workaround. And so that's ultimately what took down that mandate. But you're right. They're going to rework it somehow. And I don't know what they're going to come up with, but I don't think this is over.
Yeah, and as far as topics for you and I to discuss, there's one that's a headline on your site right now that's not on our list, but I think it's the most important one on your website today, and it's Mike Lindell's businesses and charities all just got debanked. His bank in Minnesota told him, you're too high profile and too controversial, and so we don't want your business anymore, and dropped all his bank accounts and his credit cards. So I assume they mean MyPillow, right? MyPillow must be without credit cards today and without bank accounts today. Is that right? I guess. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking from it, too. Did you ever think you would ever see this in the United States?
No.
At Gateway Pundit, we were just kicked off of PayPal and all the other
electronic. I didn't know that.
Yes.
So what are you going to do? How do you collect money then? Is there another alternative way now to collect money?
We're in the process of figuring that out.
Oh, my gosh.
When I see stuff like this, when I saw this today with Mike Lindell, I just said, how is this allowed in the United States? How are they allowed to discriminate against an individual because of their political views? You know, there are convicted felons and other people who are allowed to have bank accounts, and we can't.
Well, here's what makes sense. Look, when I think of social media, right? Donald Trump, his stock is worth billions of dollars now because he opened a new company, social media, and in that company he's going to do all the same things that Twitter and Facebook do, and theoretically, hopefully, potentially, he's going to make billions and billions of dollars, and the stock's going to be worth billions of dollars, and a lot of friends of mine who are stock people are recommending that stock to all of their customers. So theoretically, this is an opportunity. If people are being debanked like the Gateway Pundit and like Mike Lindell, someone should have a bank just for conservatives, because there's so much money. You and I both know that industry is great. Right. I wish I was in that industry. I want to take the credit cards of Mike Lindell. Are you kidding me? Someone must want the credit card charges of Mike Lindell because you get 2% at every single sale. Well, that's better than being in Mike Lindell's business. I'd rather be in the credit cards business for Mike Lindell than making the pillows themselves. So you'd have to be stupid not to be a bank that would pick that right up again. That's a $1 billion account. Now, I would pick up Gateway Pundit tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure some credit unions and local banks would be happy to have them as a customer.
Right, but the fact that you could ever be, that this could happen, very scary. And they never do it to liberals. Has anyone ever debanked Ilhan Omar or Black Lives Matter? Oh, could you imagine daring to debank Black Lives Matter or some major Muslim care, you know, Council on Islamic Relations? Let's debank them and see what happens. They'll go in the media, call you a racist, and your whole business gets destroyed. Right? So everyone's afraid and intimidated by liberals, but nobody's ever afraid of conservatives. And that's
the open season on us.
Yep. Well, that was the point of my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. We got to not be afraid. We got to fight back, and we got to boycott them. We got to really boycott. That bank should be boycotted now. Everyone in that bank who has their account as a conservative should take it out of that bank that debanked and deplatformed Mike Lindell. We'll be right back. More with Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. TheGatewayPundit.com. Great stories, all their headlines coming up, and there's going to be some really exciting ones to discuss momentarily. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness, and that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness. And the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Does your business spend
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Roots for America. Welcome to the show. Tangible Investment, sponsor of this segment of the show. Inflation at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what most people don't know is that it's actually much worse than it looks. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-384-41. Toll free, 800-384-41. TII1.com stands for Tangible Investments Incorporated, 1 as in number 1 in precious metals.com. TII1.com. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience, billions with a B in transactions. And if you want help with gold, silver, and platinum, they guarantee the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible now, 800-384-41. All right, Christina, more great stories from the Gateway Pundit. You are the – how long have you been the Gateway Pundit assistant editor, by the way?
A little over 5 years.
5 years. How long has Gateway Pundit been around, by the way?
I think Jim started in 2004.
Okay. He's doing a great job. He's doing a bang-up job. You know what I love today? My favorite story. Let me see if I can find it. I've got it in my notes to talk about on the show today, and I never got to it yet. Here it is. It is Kevin McCarthy releases his milquetoast list of promises to the American people if the GOP retakes the House. Here's our Gateway Pundit list of 15 action items. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy is so boring and so milquetoast.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's so, you know, we're going to stop the flow of drugs on the border. We're going to make it easier to start and grow a business in America. We're going to reestablish our energy in
independents, and your list impeached Joe Biden on day one, launched the impeachment, right? And go after Tony Fauci. You know, shut the FBI down, fire half of them.
Go after tech giants.
Right. You know exactly. You guys at Gateway and Wayne Root together, we know exactly what the base wants us to do. And these guys in Washington have no freaking clue what the base wants. Not a clue. Crazy, right?
It sounds like 90s talking points, doesn't it? And this is after the January 6th panel is going after him.
Mm-hmm.
The Marxists on the January 6th panel are about to subpoena him, and they're seeking his testimony. And he still isn't even hitting back harder. It's like, it's straight out of the 90s. I'm not impressed.
All right. What was that movie? Straight out of Compton. It's straight out of the 90s.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought it was fabulous. That's another headline. Pelosi praises Biden for calling Americans who oppose Democrats' radical election overhaul domestic enemies. So Pelosi is like this out-of-touch old witch. And everything she says is like so wacko. These people are so wacko that it makes no sense. You know, nothing they say. Hey, how could you ever expect to be elected if you say that everyone against you is a domestic terrorist and a domestic enemy? And then how do you ever expect to get away with it? And the answer is, well, you have rigged elections, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And you have a rigged media that's your PR arm, so it doesn't matter. Because if a Republican said that, you and I both know it would be over. It would be curtains. But they get to say it, no problem.
Right. It's like his deplorable moment. He's calling millions of people. And, you know, you got to give Pelosi credit because she always backs her party. No matter what, she backs her party. And she just comes right out and says, oh, I thought what he said was fabulous. And Biden went on some bizarre tangent. He brought up the Civil War. Even the media criticized him a little bit. That's how bad it was. He got a little criticism from the left-wing media, and Pelosi thought it was great. And that was Biden's deplorable comment.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Civil War, and my board op and producer Chris whispered in my ear, he was there for the Civil War. Biden was there.
He was.
He looked so out of it. You think he was. Last topic for the day. You have a column at thegatewaypundit.com about the after school Satan Club. Mm-hmm. Can you tell everybody what that's about?
Yeah, this is really frightening. So the Satanic Temple is now offering these after school Satan Clubs, and this particular one is targeting young children. These are first graders, from first to fifth grade, I believe. So we're talking six years old to about 11 years old, and they have been able to infiltrate schools based on I think it's a 2001 Supreme Court ruling. They have First Amendment rights, and they try to act like they're a religious club where, you know, there's other Christian clubs or Jewish clubs after school, and now these children can go to a Satan club. And of course, there are parents who are outraged, but there were also parents who support it. You would have never seen support for this even, I'd say, 10, 15 years ago. And they're claiming, the Satan Club is claiming, oh, we're not here to proselytize or convert children to Satanism or make them worship the devil. We're just here to educate them and focus on critical thinking.
Right. It's America today. It's a communist takeover of the United States, and it's communist brainwashing. They don't need re-education camps like Stalin and Soviet Union had. You've got schools. Schools are re-education camps. There it is. They're converting everyone to being Kool-Aid drinking communists, even to the point where they like Satan. Because, of course, communism does like Satan. It's exactly right. Oh, boy. Christina Leyla, keep bringing the truth. Keep bringing the fire. The Gateway Pundit. She is the Gateway Pundit assistant editor. We appreciate all that you do at thegatewaypundit.com. My first start. First stop every morning. Thank you, Christina. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Your first stop here at the show in the new year.
Happy New Year.
All right. We'll be right back with you. Wayne Allyn. Hour number three begins in just 7 minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
3.